Hello, everyone. I'm Bill Armstrong, your 2012 NAR Treasurer. Welcome to NAR's monthly podcast on the commercial sector. The Commercial Real Estate Second Quarter Market Survey has been released and does show that the market is stabilizing and even improving slightly in certain parts of the country. The survey, which measures activity in the commercial real estate markets by collecting data from commercial realtors, provides an overview of market performance, sales, and rental transactions, current economic challenges, and future expectations. It's no surprise that realtors identified financing as the biggest obstacle in the market right now, followed closely by pricing. Despite these challenges, 7 in 10 commercial realtors closed a sales transaction during the quarter. And there are some other positive signs. Sales volume rose 12% from a year ago, and leasing activity has grown 4% from the previous quarter. These results dovetail with May's Commercial Real Estate Lending Survey. 75% mentioned that lending standards are as tight as or more stringent than a year ago. Adding to tight underwriting, down payment conditions also require a hefty commitment. 72% of closed sales required a down payment larger than 20% to secure the financing. That's why NAR is focused on making sure that legislative and policy issues will help improve the flow of capital and increase investment rather than impair it. We're advocating for better lease accounting rules that will enable increased borrowing. Our efforts have resulted in the Financial Accounting Standards Board and International Accounting Standards Board to re-examine the potential economic outcomes of their proposed rule that would force many companies to capitalize commercial leases onto their balance sheets. This month, we asked regulators to study the potential impact on real estate of international capital and liquidity requirements for banks, known as Basel III, that require them to hold more capital back rather than making it available to lend. While the goals of the new requirements are commendable, NAR supports efforts to ensure that Basel III does not reduce liquidity. Also this month, we joined a broader coalition of real estate organizations asking Congress to support legislation that would reauthorize the EB-5 visa. This program provides visas to individuals overseas who invest in commercial enterprises and create jobs in targeted areas across the U.S. And we continue to push for legislation that would improve liquidity in other ways, by including the lending cap among credit unions, by creating a covered bond market, and supporting the extension of the Small Business Administration's Commercial Refinance Loan Program, which is set to expire on September 27th. We're hopeful that we'll continue to make strides, particularly after the election in November. Now, I'd like to remind you of something a little closer to home. In addition to the presidential election that takes place every 4 years, don't forget that 2012 is also the year to complete our Code of Ethics training. You have until December 31st to complete it. Our Code of Ethics is one of the things that truly sets realtors apart from other real estate licensees. We revisit the Code of Ethics every 4 years to ensure our understanding and growth as individuals and as a profession. How many of you have already done your training? I've done mine, and I have to say it was pretty painless. For those of you who haven't, here's an extra incentive. If you complete your training before August 31st, and that's just a few days from now, you will automatically be entered to win an Apple iPad 3. Not bad. You can do the training through your local association or online at realtor.org. 2013 also marks the centennial of the Code of Ethics. The celebration of the centennial will kick off at NAR's annual conference and expo, November 9th through the 12th, in Orlando, and it's going to continue through 2013. Well, that's all for today's podcast. Thanks for listening. Come back for my next podcast on September 25th, and in the meantime, be sure to go to realtor.org/commercial for all your commercial sector news and information. And don't forget to join the conversation at the NAR Commercial blog at blog.commercialsource.com. Have a great day.